Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will be on this show at 9, talking about what the Bruins do as this season drags on for those of us who are forced to watch them, or maybe for those who are forced to be playing in the actual hockey game.
By the way, how do the Devils still exist? I mean, how has that not been canceled?
Devils! David, never seen that? iPhone reference. David Putty was a massive face painter.
Yes. And we have the news to get to, which I believe will happen at about 8:20 on this morning's show.
Oh, there's one story that you're all going to be cringing at.
Really?
Yeah. It makes me feel uncomfortable, and I'm not a man.
Well, there is the story that we will get to of the prime rib rage, which led to violence in, not surprisingly, Florida, not like the rest of us. So that is coming up with Courtney in about a half an hour during the news.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
But now, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Shime, where would you like to start?
Yes, Greg, good morning. Let's begin with Tom Brady. Tom Brady talked about the Patrick Mahomes, like, fishing for calls and not sliding and how it's affecting football and what he would change in regards to the whole quote-unquote protecting the quarterback stuff. Here was Tom Brady.
There's an aspect that I don't like about some of these defensive rules. I think I've been pretty outspoken, not just on broadcast, but just in general over the last bunch of years. And the reality for me is offensive players need to protect themselves. And if they're running full speed and the defenders are coming up, the only way to turn the ball over is to create force.
Right.
You're not going to blow on the football and going to knock its way out of a running back's hands or a quarterback's hands. When quarterbacks become running backs and they're out of the pocket, they should lose their protection. In essence, we're trying to say we're trying to protect the quarterbacks, but coaches are calling more quarterback runs than ever in the history of the game. So who's protecting the quarterback? We're trying to say the referees should do it. You can go down, you can run out of bounds, but you can't, in essence, have the defensive player come in at half speed and then you run over the defensive player because he's afraid of getting a penalty. And I think it's just a disservice to the game. It's something that I would hope that people would really address.
Nailed it. I like Curtis's suggestion. I think it was Curtis yesterday who suggested that once you're out of the pocket, you're fair game.
Yep.
As a quarterback.
And I'm all for that.
It's something that is being, he said, Tom Brady was spot on when he said it is being taken advantage of. The quarterbacks are taking advantage of it. And I would hope that they find a way to change that.
So. Well, I think that's the perfect thing, is like what Curtis said. And if you want to slide, then it'll go back to you'll slide a lot earlier. Like we talked about that whole Trevor Lawrence situation, right? And when quarterbacks know, like, all right, once they leave the pocket and they become runners, they have no, like, there's no protection for you.
Yep.
And unless you're giving yourself up, you know, way early, I think this is a great idea.
How quickly would quarterbacks be able to adjust to that, though?
Easily.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Really? Because I think that you always say the game comes at you so fast.
Right.
So to be able to adjust into that, I think you're going to see more quarterbacks get hurt before they're able to figure it
There's
out.
There's already a lot of quarterbacks that do it. I mean, look at Josh Allen. The guy he invites contact. Uh-huh. He has no problem with it.
Or Lamar, who dies.
Also, I hate to be the person saying it, but there are players that get hurt every week at every single position. I understand the value of the quarterback. I understand the league looking at the quarterback as the show, as the star. But if everybody else can get hurt, you can get hurt as well.
You'll either become one of those guys like Josh Allen, or Lamar Jackson, who figure out Josh Allen welcomes contact, but Lamar and Jaden Daniels watch them. They dive as soon as they get close to contact. Or you'll be like Russell Wilson. As soon as he gets out of the pocket, he runs about 5 yards, and then he slides.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, Patrick Mahomes doesn't believe he is a massive beneficiary of a lot of calls from referees. Here is what Mahomes said.
I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so for me, it's to go out there, play hard, try to do whatever I can to win the football game, and then live with the results based off my effort and the way that we played the game. And so I think that's what we preach here in Kansas City. I haven't felt any different. You get new referees every year. You get new circumstances, and you never can – and you never can really tell because every play is different. That's what makes the NFL so special. And so I feel like I've just continued to play the game, and I just try to win. And whatever happens kind of happens.
My motto is play hard, flop hard.
The AI videos of him making out with a ref are just getting outrageous. Yeah.
Crazy.
The best meme of the year was the I think it was Barstool that tweeted, Kansas City Chief done for the year, and it was a ref on the ground injured.
It's classic.
I do enjoy how much I mean, hate watching is almost as fun as watching your team. And I watch that the play, and I know Brady, there's been video. Oh, there's the on Twitch you see Mahomes and the ref. But the play of Mahomes just flopping
right
on the sideline. Honestly, I am shocked none of the Texans cold cocked him. Like,
yeah,
that was right on their sideline, and you're like,
so embarrassing.
But Brady's point is brilliant. It's like, you can't say our goal is to protect the quarterback and then have designed runs for them. It's one or the other. Maybe you do a pitch clock. You can only have X number of quarterback runs, you know, in a game. I don't know.
Well, I think it's like, I think your rule would be perfect. Is as soon as you leave the pocket and you become a runner,
you're fair game.
You're fair game. Yeah. And I think, Curtis, you had like the in the pocket stuff. I blame that on all the quarterbacks nowadays, like the in the pocket, roughing the passer calls, because, you know, it's like you don't know what's a rough in the passer no more in the pocket.
Right.
But when you go outside and these quarterbacks slide late or like Mahomes, they flop, like that will eliminate at least that portion of the issues that we're dealing with.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of They Said It coming up next, and then the news with Courtney at 8:20 on this morning's show. Hill Notes at 9:20 or thereabouts.
I don't know. We're behind today. I just feel like maybe.
I told Jackson we can move on from that topic.
Oh, no. It's all fair.
I am fine.
It's all fair. If those are the calls. Those are the calls.
It's done. Like, the topic is done.
Yeah. I mean, gone on too long.
It really has. So I would suggest that they would be of a different topic.
Keep
when we
concise.
Get the Hill Notes later on. But you can leave one anytime on the Audacy app, AUDACY. And you can listen. You can use that app to listen to us anytime you want, day or night.
Mm-hmm.
Use that app to go back and listen to anything that you might have missed. Like if you're just joining us now and you missed Bill O'Brien, or as Scheim calls him, Billy O, with his thoughts on Josh McDaniels, you can go back and listen to that on the app when you're bored later on. You can listen to us from anywhere you want. Hopefully you'll be listening to us in person tomorrow morning if you're in New Hampshire and you're going to join us for the first snow show of snow show season. That is happening tomorrow morning at Loon Mountain South Peak, and we'll be there tonight as well at the Bluebird Martini Bar, which is right near the Riverwalk Hotel, brand new place at Loon Mountain. So the rest of They Said It coming up next.